Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is your host, Lennis, coming from that liquid sunshine state, Washington, city of Seattle. And welcome, everybody, and I hope you had a good week last week, as always, and I hope your weekend's been good. And by the way, I hope your team won today, and if they didn't, there's always next week. All righty. Well, we're going to have a good show tonight. We're going to be discussing family dynamics. We're going to discuss the holidays. How do you celebrate them? What's your favorite, you know, holidays? So I want you to call in and get, you know, we'll talk about holidays. And the last leg of the show tonight, we're going to do scary stories. How about that? Call in. I'm going to tell some scary stories, but you can call in and tell me one of yours, too. So, anyway, so that's for the announcements. I'm solo tonight, y'all. My co-host, she got midterms. What can I say? You know, got to do the work. She's got goals in front of her, and I know she's going to make it without a doubt. So, you know, I understand. That's my girl, BFF. And then the sheriff, she's got acquisition she's working on. So it's okay. Hopefully next Sunday we'll all be back on board together again. All righty. Now, let me give one announcement. I would like for all you listeners out there, and thank you all for your support. I appreciate it, not only Blog Talk Radio members, but also people that have called in from across the United States. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Anyway, it's the breastcancersite.com. So what you want to do is go to www.thebreastcancersite.com. Right below it, or to the right of it, I should say, you'll see a little square that says click here. Every time that y'all click, you can do it as many times as you want. Those sponsors pay for mammograms for disenfranchised women. So it's helping people that maybe couldn't get the mammogram to be checked. They can do that with our help. So I appreciate it. And also, being a cancer survivor, I've had cancer twice. So, I mean, I try and go in there every day and click till my finger hurts. So, but, you know, I appreciate the support. So please do, you know, go to www.thebreastcancersite.com and click on the pink button. Okay. Now, another announcement. I was on a holiday, and I'd like to give a shout-out to ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank y'all for showing me an excellent time. I enjoyed the hospitality. Shout out to the Hilton Atlanta. And also, I was down there for the Ebony Over 55 meet and greet that I asked somebody and had a ball. I want to say thank you to Joan, to Wally, my girl Sugar, Margaret, and of course Ben. I enjoyed y'all. It was a blast, believe me. It was a blast. Thank you. Hope we do it again next year. Okay, well, now it's time for entertainment news, and I got my clown shoes on tonight, so I want you to sit down, get you a glass of wine, because I'm going to have you laughing. Okay, so the first thing up is, are the rumors true? Is Beyonce pregnant? Say what? If so, she's due in April. This would be her first baby, and hubby rapper Jay-Z. Beyonce is also set to unveil her second fragrance, Heat Rush. Okay, that's in next February. Okay, Beyonce, hear me well, girl. You're a pretty, pretty girl. Jay-Z, so, I want you to pray while you're pregnant that that child look like you. Because, see, when Whitney was married, remember, Whitney's very pretty. And she had a baby by Bobby Brown. So, you know, you got to take those kind of things in consideration. But anyway, you know, we wish you the best. I am very happy for you and Jay-Z. God bless you and God bless your child. And whatever, a boy or a girl or twins, I'm just happy for both of you. It can't do anything but bring you closer. Yuppie. Okay, so congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z on the baby on the way. Okay, next up in the news, Anita Baker is being sued by the men who painted her house. Anita, what's going on, girl? We need, you know what? Call me. In fact, the number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. All right. So, now, Anita Baker, I'll be with you calling in just a sec. Anita Baker, I just, girl, look here. When you have people do work on your house, pay the people. Okay, pay the people. They need to get their money. You 52 years old. You know, you have work done on your home, and now you're refusing to pay the bills. You know, you also having problems with the state and your local taxes. Come on, Anita, what you doing? You better than this, girl. You know, Anita, I always thought you had a little bit more together than that. Seemed like you done about nut up ever since you got your divorce. Okay, I know you hurt, you're bitter, whatever, you will eventually get over it. But for right now, you trying to get your career back, girlfriend, you're going to have to put that on the side a little bit and try and deal with your career, pay your bills, keep yourself right up in the limelight, okay? Not people reporting stories like this on pay bills, baby. Okay. Next story up. Well, y'all, it's back to jail for rapper, actor T.I. He and his wife, Tiny, were arrested a few weeks ago for drug possession, and this was in violation of his parole. T.I., 30 years old, was sentenced to 11 months in jail for the violation, but he is free while he appeals the decision. He probably ain't going to have to do but 9 months, y'all. When the new sentence came down, he broke down crying and said he needs help for his drug addiction. I thought it was weed, y'all. Am I wrong? I thought it was just weed. But anyway, this is going to put a major dent on Brother Man's career. His new album has been put off indefinitely, and he's in jail. His movie career was going to be on hold, too. And, you know, Brother was just stepping out, too, just kind of crossing over into acting. T.I., otherwise known his name, is Clifford Harris, said he feels the public is being too harsh on him. Brother, we gave you a chance when you got out and welcomed you back. And we also gave you a chance when you went around for a year before you went to jail and was telling little kids, don't use drugs, don't be bad, don't be in gangs and stuff, you know, be the very best that you are. Don't go down that wrong road. You get out less than 5 minutes. Y'all couldn't do that shit at home, huh? All right, T.I., I'm watching you. Okay, I hope things work out for the best for you, brother, but I'm watching you. All righty, well, y'all, Prince is planning the tour of all tours. In December, he'll be announcing the tour dates for his new venture, Welcome to America. This tour, y'all, will feature the New Power Generation, Maceo Parker, Sheila E. Better ask somebody, go on with your drumming self. Janelle Monae, Mint Condition, Cassandra Wilson, Layla Hathaway, Graham Central Station. Now, I know that just took some people back to the 70s, and Esperanza Spalding. He'll be announcing dates pretty soon, sometime in December, for the first few cities on the lake of the tour. Okay. Next thing up, how will Oprah, in her reign in daytime? Well, sources say she wants to recreate the exact same show she launched with 25 years ago. The show was Looking for Love, and she is looking to attract the same audience and same guests. So, you know, we'll see. 25 years later, it might be pretty interesting, huh? Okay, and speaking of Oprah, you know she's preparing for the Jackson interview of all time. It's going to be next month in November, but anyway, let me go ahead. Oprah recently made a West Coast trip to the Jackson home and interviewed Joe and Michael's kids. At one point during the taping, Papa Joe had to be told to give Oprah some space. Back up, brother. You heard? He kept following her around the house. Youngest son Randy was upset about Oprah being in the house, claiming She didn't back his brother, Michael, when he was accused of child molestation. Randy, I know they got better meds than that out there, okay? I know they do, baby. Switch doctors. Anyway, so his parents made a mistake by agreeing to let Winfrey in their home. The Jackson interview on Oprah will be aired next month. Like I said, it comes up in November. You know, they ought to quit it. Hey, LaToya in January are going to be on Celebrity Apprentice, y'all. I heard that. Okay, stop it. Stop it right now. Give my girl a chance. And then I think Jermaine trying to be on Dancing with Stars. So, you know, let's hope for the best, y'all. Pray for him, y'all. Okay, next thing. The new season, since we're talking about LaToya, the new season of Celebrity Apprentice kicks off in January with an all-star cast, including Star Jones, Big Head, rapper Lil Jon, and LaToya Jackson, Dionne Warwick, Say a Little Prayer for Me, and Nene Leakes. I believe, ain't Nene the sister from The Housewives of Atlanta? Go on, girl, you even got on Celebrity Apprentice. Okay, yeah, that's right, she is from Housewives. Okay, according to published reports, Nene is already causing troubles on the set. Oh, my God. Sources say she's giving the makeup people a hard time because she doesn't like the way she looks. She should have said no to whoever did her plastic surgery. Her new nose has altered her looks. Let that be the reason. Okay, y'all, look for Michelle Obama. She's going to be on the next issue of Jet Magazine. Go out there and buy the Jet, not only to support Michelle Obama, but support Jet. You know, it's an African-American company, so support your own. Okay, now the new issue of Ebony is getting ready to celebrate 65 years. Wow. That's something, huh? That's something. That's really something. Congratulations, Ebony. Let me just say that up front. Congratulations, Ebony Magazine, for 65 years of historical things for all of us. Thank you so much. The cover features Samuel L. Jackson, Mary J. Blige, Nia Long, Usher, and Taraj P. Henson. This issue is a collector's edition. The inside photos are great as they recreate famous Ebony covers of the past. There's John Legend, he is Duke Ellington, Mary J. Blige as Diana Ross, Regina King as Eartha Kitt, and Samuel L. Jackson as Martin Luther King Jr., and Yolanda Adams as Mahalia Jackson, and Usher, who else? Sammy Davis Jr., just to name a few. So y'all be sure and go out there and buy it. Like I said, you got to get that one. It's definitely going to be a collector's edition. Okay, and speaking of Samuel Jackson, he signed to do a deal to produce a new detective drama for the CW Network. So we're looking forward to that, Sam. Come on. Natalie Cole is writing her second memoir, Cole 60. We'll talk about her battle with hepatitis C and the death of her sister from cancer on the day of her kidney transplant. Love Brought Me Back, A Journey of Loss and Gain, arrives in bookstores November 9th. Well, director Spike Lee is moving ahead with his plans to do a movie about the life of James Brown. All right, Lee has been shopping around a proposal for a biopic, and word has it, Usher is being tapped to play the Godfather of Soul. All right, now. Oh, Usher. Okay. Now, the next thing. Now, keep this date, write this date down, November 5th, 2010. November 5th, 2010. Very important. Why? The soundtrack for Tyler Perry's latest movie, For Color Girls, will feature the music of Gladys Knight, Layla Hathaway, Leona Lewis, Estelle, Laura Tisdale, Macy Gray, Janelle Monáe, and the late Nina Simone. The movie features Janet Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg. Yes, that's why I was saying 11:05. This is when the movie comes out. Soundtrack comes out the 2nd, but the movie comes out November 5th. Janet Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, Kimberly Elise, Loretta Devine, Felicia Rashad, and Fatty Newton opens in theaters on November 5th. The movie is based on the 1975 play For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow Is Enough, by Nasaki Shane. Tyler's newest project will involve The Rock, a.k.a. actor Dwayne Johnson, in the movie Take My Wife. Perry plays a divorced man who doesn't want to pay alimony to his ex-wife, so he goes about finding her a new husband. When he finds a perfect suitor, all right, Rock, for his ex, he realizes he still loves his wife and wants her back. And that is the end of entertainment news. Okay, let me get a caller on the line here. Good evening, this is Lena. Talk to me.
Hello, this is Brenda.
Hi,
hello.
Brenda, how are you?
Hello.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So was there any comment on entertainment news? If not, let's get in. Oh, Brenda, I'm so glad you called. Let's get into the family dynamics. But did you have any comments about entertainment news?
I thought that was interesting about, you know, The Rock coming on, because I just saw that Why Did I Get Married Too, which
yeah.
doesn't make me want to be married ever. But, but yeah, because he came in on the end of that, and I was wondering, was he setting up for the third movie? But I guess he was setting up for, he was just around to do that part for him, I guess, huh? For the
yeah.
new movie, that Tyler Perry's movie.
Yeah, he's paying his ex-wife's love interest. I was like, he must have liked, but you know, Rock's been doing a few things, so.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's getting better and better at his task.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just watched him in Doom the other day. I love that movie. But anyway, family dynamics and creeper stories.
Yeah, yes, we're going to do family dynamics and holidays. You know, a little like, you know, when you celebrate the holidays, whatever. And then, yeah, scary stories in the end. So, Brenda, I want you to stay on the line because there's another caller, and see what this caller would like to join in with us, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hello, this is Lena. You're on Talk to Me. Hello.
It's still
hey,
me.
Okay.
Lena.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Kowali. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. And you?
Oh, doing great. And we've got Brenda on the line with us also.
Okay, well, I'm just going to hang out in the background here for a while. And chime in when necessary.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope your daughter's listening, too.
No, she said she had to study. She wouldn't be able to.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, me and Brenda will go on, and if you want to jump in, please do. So the first part we're going to discuss is family dynamics. Now, consider who lives in the household. Gone are the days of a mother, father, and two biological children. Blended families from past marriages are common now. Sometimes even extended family members live in a household too. All contribute to the family dynamics. You also analyze the ages of the family, you know, understanding the history of the people in the household or people from different families with different cultures. So, looking at family communication as an important aspect of family dynamics. When a communication problem exists, conflicting relationships result. Communication should be open and positively oriented, which is true.
Yeah.
And share time for activity. So, okay, Brenda's our psychologist on board. So, Brenda, family dynamics, because, well, this is what I want to ask you. Now it's 2010, because like they say, that's probably going back to like the 60s or the 70s. It's now 2010. What is family dynamics now today?
Well, I'm a graduate student in clinical psychology, so just so people understand that, I'm not a doctor yet, but a few years. But anyways, the point is, as far as the training that we get as psychologists is that it, what they call it is multicultural counseling. That's like the big buzzword has been for the last couple of years. And so when you do treat people and they come into your office, then you're supposed to be cognizant of whether what kind of family unit it is. It's not, it's rarely traditional anymore. So kind of questions you generally didn't used to ask back in the 50s, how many fathers do you have or how many mothers do you have?
That's
and,
true.
You know, all that has to be, you know, ferreted out when you're starting your sessions with somebody, because you certainly can't talk to somebody who's got like three dads and two moms and all that as if it was the 1950s nuclear family. So, and a lot of times people that, well, I know in my family, there were so many people I thought were family and turned out to be, they were just such close family members. They were just accepted as aunts, uncles. And I mean, it's probably been going on for many, many years. It's just nobody ever talked about it. I'm not sure. I can't remember how the sister's name is pronounced in the background there. I'm sure.
Oh, Kowali.
Didn't you have people in your family, you know, years back that weren't really family, but they were accepted as family?
I don't think so.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just our family. We had a lot of people in our family that really weren't biological, but they were family. And
They just got adopted in, and so we assumed they were aunts and uncles, yeah. Let me give the phone number right quick. It's area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, well, what do you think about, I just want to go through this real quick, but the ages of the family today. You have women that are grandparents before they're 40 years old.
Oh, man.
And this is what I just read off, they're talking about grandparents of 78. No, by 78, you're probably great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparent by then.
Yeah.
You know, but that has changed because you definitely, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't even see anything like that. 40 and you got grandkids? How can that be?
If you're 40, you probably have a great
grandchild
if you're 40 years old these days.
You can
because,
be 28 and have a grandchild.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Ceci. Because children are so sexually active at such a young age, it's frightening. I mean, they barely even get their menses before they're getting going. I remember in German class way back in high school, there was a gal that was telling me about her doctor, and she was pretty close to the doctor, talked about a lot of things, but he told her that he had lost his virginity when he was 5 years old. And she said, I just don't think that a five-year-old could do that. And I said, well, it could happen. You know what I mean? But it maybe he doesn't know how to control it. But somebody in his life was obviously inappropriate. But for him, it was enough for him to remember it. So, unfortunately, we have the packages. They are workable even before we reach our adolescent stage. So, you know, there's all kinds of horror stories about children.
Well, you know, it just seems like our society is speeding up so fast. I was watching some commercials last night on the Cartoon Network. Because Scooby-Doo was on. Yes, I watch Scooby-Doo. I love Scooby-Doo. But anyway, I'm looking at these dolls, Brenda and Kowali, and they just look so old. Here's little girls that are 7, 8 years old still into playing with dolls. These dolls, they got dresses, high heels, and they're not like a kid's doll, kids, you know? It's like you're making your child grow up faster than they need to be. And so I found that really insulting to me, not only as a female, but for this little girl that's thinking that's maybe what she should imitate. And it's not. There,
well,
there encloses your 40-year-old or 28-year-old grandmother.
Well, sometimes it almost seems like adults are becoming more immature, and adults and children are being asked to be more mature, you know, than they need to be. I don't know what that is. Or, for instance, there's these commercials, and you wonder who the commercial is talking to. Like, the woman, the kid walks in and says, "Mom, did you see my green shirt?" And the mom's, like, thinking of all wearing the girl's green shirt out on the town, and she's like, "Oh, you know, that's not really my style, honey." And it's like, what exactly is the issue here? Is the issue that you want to be your daughter, or do you want to be do all the things that you didn't do before you got married? I mean, it really makes you wonder about the mental maturity of the people who are raising children. Then
well,
the daughter goes out.
Well, maybe the mother's not that old. Maybe there's not that much of a gap.
That would be good if they showed a woman who was, younger, had her child really young. They didn't show that. They showed a big difference in her age.
But I think that's acceptable these days. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think you can dress however you want to. Here's my thing. It's like, it's the way it's advertised. The way it was advertised, this woman is basically stealing her daughter's clothes so she can go out and have the high life. And then she comes back and pretends to be mom.
Oh, yeah, I know the one with the shirt, yeah.
It's the way that it's presented. Please understand me. I personally don't care how anybody dresses. I think that you can dress however you want to. But if that's the way you dress, then why wouldn't you just have your own clothes to dress in and go out? I mean,
years ago, didn't children go in their mother's closet and get their clothes and wear them out?
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. My
Mm-mm.
grandmother wouldn't allow that. My
Mm-mm.
grandmother would.
Mm-mm.
Neither would my. No, no. My
Mm-mm.
mom wouldn't allow that.
Mom wouldn't either. Mm-mm.
No.
You were asking,
yeah. Now, when they got to a certain age and they felt like they didn't wear those kind of things, like my great-grandmother, Mama Lenny, there was a dress she had. It was so 40s, and it was black with that very muted pink satin turned on the pockets and on the collar. It was so gorgeous, and I used to always beg her to wear it. And she goes, "Oh, Brenda, I'm too old for that now." That was her mindset, and that's okay. But the point is, that's when you would get those clothes, because they're from a different stage in their minds.
Okay.
Nowadays, I guess it really doesn't really matter. I mean, your clothes, I guess you're saying that your clothes could be whatever. But the way I look at it, if that green shirt, if she wanted it, then wear it. You know, get your own green shirt. I don't know. Maybe it's good to go this way, where you and your daughter are sharing the clothes, but I think it also belies the mentality.
No, that was just... Mm-mm. Brenda,
I believe it's
just a commercial. You're being logical, which is beautiful, but that commercial is to entice women to feel young again. Wear your daughter's shirt.
Through your children,
so you can feel like you're 15 or 16 years. Yeah, and you're right. To relive something for a moment... that maybe you did enjoy then, maybe not something you missed. You might have just enjoyed that, you know, went out being silly. But I see what you're saying. Why don't you just buy your own clothes? But that's it, to make a woman feel younger.
Right, because a woman, no matter what age
societal
she is,
pressure.
She can be as young and as, you know, good Lord, look at you. You just went to Atlanta. You kicked your heels up and did everything you wanted to do. You didn't need a little kid to follow some little kid's antics to make you feel like who you are.
Oh,
just
no.
Be who you are.
I didn't kick my heels up in Atlanta.
No.
No, you.
But it's still your choice.
You
You weren't trying to be.
Lunch.
Huh?
I just drove down for lunch.
Yeah.
I didn't kick my heels up.
Yeah.
Well, my point is just be who you are for who you are. If the woman wants to wear all the, I mean, this isn't even a discussion about that, but just be who you are and be true about who you are. That's it. So if you're going to, I know that I can certainly say to my aunt, when I often say to my aunt, sometimes it's like I'm the older one and she's the younger one. It's like, all right, did you do this? Did you catch that? It's kind of funny. It actually hilarious, but it's actually works because that's who she is. She's much more youthful, and I'm more like a bookworm and stoic and kind of, I guess, old classical something. I don't know what the heck I am, but I mean, I do. But the point is,
let me ask you this: do you think the history of a family is important?
What was that? Is the history of a family
the
important?
The history, yeah, as far as family dynamics, do you think that history, the history of a family is important?
Yeah.
You know, the history of your family.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's who you are.
Yeah. I come from a matriarchal family, and the women... And I'm not saying that the women in our family were beat downs, nags, and all that, but they took care of business. And I believe that the women were the ones that are most real. If there was something that had to be done, they were going to make sure it got done no matter what the men were doing or whatever. But the women had a lot of power, and that's where everybody looked. My great-grandmother, we'd meet at her house. If anybody had a problem in their life, they went to our great-grandmother. It wasn't somebody outside the family. It was our family. And that's where the wisdom was. Your wisdom is in your elders. That's what I was raised with. So I
what
probably...
What state were you born in?
Huh?
What state were you born in?
I was born in Washington State, but my family's from the South. They're from Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and they migrated here... sort of in a group. So within a 10 block radius, you're going to hit someone else in the family. So we didn't even go to daycare. We went to family. So that's what we were around. And we had a lot of traits that people in the North don't have. My family still has all those Southern ways to behave.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to touch that right. one. As a native New Yorker, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm proud of my family.
In New York,
go ahead.
Yeah.
I've lived in New York I was born in New York, and I left New York at about age 42.
Ooh. Had enough of it, huh?
Well, I wanted something different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Some things about it, yeah. I do. But I wanted different, and that's what I got. So
mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied.
So you're happy where you are at this moment in time?
This point in time
right?
in my life, this is where I prefer to be. At that, during those years, I was better off there. But I still carry my New York mentality.
Yeah. No, I think that's
New Yorker. No matter where my body physically is, I'm a New Yorker.
There
and it's distinct. It's distinct. New Yorkers have a very distinct mentality and thought process, just like people on the West Coast. Most people from California even are very different from people from Washington.
Yeah.
So,
it's just different. There's no right or wrong. It's just different.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And hey, if there's one thing I think people ought to know from a mental health standpoint, that differences should be celebrated. I mean, please, God, can we just get some differences? I was talking to my brother, who's an actor in California, and he and I were talking about the new movies and the writing, And it's almost like there's nothing original. The new cars that come out on the line, they all look the same. All the movies are remakes of some other old remake.
I know.
Just be different. Don't be your daughter. Don't be your neighbor. Don't be your dog. Just be yourself. Because there's one thing that everybody should always remember. There's nobody on earth that can do you. Nobody.
No.
And so you're the, you know, they talk about rare treasures. There's not a diamond out there that can't be similar to something else, but there's no one on earth that can be you, whether you're a twin or not. Nobody can do you. So
no.
When you're gone, that's when the world misses a total treasure that nobody can ever get back.
Exactly.
And your family is what helps make you that. Whether your family, you're adopted or not, even the ones you don't know about if you're adopted, your family is still shaping you somehow. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. And I love our family. In fact, we were discussing the other night. We look at other people and we think, you know what? We're really blessed. We are really
yeah.
blessed in our family. The things that we thought were peculiar were actually educating for us to help us to be better human beings. And I thank God, because I look at some families that are truly dysfunctional. In fact, usually when you meet somebody, everybody's going through something that's challenging. But it's like there's a lot of dysfunction out there. So I said, ooh, God, I am blessed. You know, we came up, yeah, we were all fighters. We all are still fighters, but we're fighters for good education, good health, you know, a good foundation in our lives. And I was like, wow, we don't even understand sometimes how people do certain things. I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But everybody, is, you know, is raised differently and stuff. But, you know, sometimes when you look at your own family, you'd be like, Just like Brenda was saying about the clothes, You can even ask for a fur. You know, or a little shawl, like a wrap around your neck or something. That wasn't happening. Phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Well, we're going to move on, and the next discussion up is holidays. So, Brenda, what's your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Ha-ha! What's your favorite holiday, Kowali?
I don't have a favorite holiday. I'm not a holiday person.
Are you Jehovah's Witness?
I was holiday to death when I was growing up. I'm not a holiday person.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear me, did you? I was being funny. I said, are you Jehovah's Witness?
No, I didn't hear that.
I'm Jehovah's Witness. I just
because they don't celebrate holidays.
My mother was a holiday person, and she celebrated everything. So I guess I'm kind of like I had
you burned
to
out, huh?
Yeah, burned out.
Well, Kowali, I can totally understand where you're coming from, because when we had Thanksgiving, we had to go to my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's, my other grandmother's. Then there was my other great-grandmother. There was all these family members to go to so that my mom was trying to make it so that they could see us grandkids. But everybody wants you to eat. And I would be so
yep.
sick by the end of the night. I just couldn't stand it. And one year, she even went to my brother's friend's parents' place, and they were Jewish. And she made these, they were, I guess, from New York, because I've never seen pizza so perfect in my life. But, and they were so, you know, it was just like, I wanted to die. Thanksgiving to me was like, I was going to be sick, there was going to be too much food. To this day, I mean, I try to avoid family get-togethers because they sort of represent me not feeling well, and it's overwhelming, there's just so many people. So I look at those days as my stolen days, as in I don't have to do school, I don't have to be anywhere, and I can crawl up with my blankies, with my dogs, and just chill. Well,
so
I want to watch a game. Yeah, go ahead.
So you don't really do holidays either.
I will. I will decorate, and occasionally I'll do it, but Christmas is more like a day I would likely wouldn't mind being around family, but Thanksgiving, it's just almost nightmares of food. I can't even. I just it this food. The food spread is overwhelming to me.
Mhm.
I mean,
well,
even when I've worked.
Mother's Day.
Your favorite is Mother's Day?
Yeah, because I thank God for really giving me birth to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy on Mother's Day. Yeah. And that's why I always tell the kids I don't want anything because I have children. Why do I want anything else? No gift, no money in the world could give me my children.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'm not trying to be deep, but really, that's my favorite day is Mother's Day. So it's not about the church and the luncheons and the dinners and all that because, you know, Quali, I'll tell you, for 8 years I had a Mother's Day luncheon at the Hilton Hotel, which was very successful. And I just got too busy and prices went up too. Till I couldn't do it anymore. But it was a very good run while it was going, Brenda will tell you. But anyway, I just like Mother's Day for that because I said, thank you, Rena. You know, you gave me life that I can be here and do whoever I want to be or the best that I can be. You know, and I have one biological child and one godchild that I raised, and so I'm happy. I really am. On Mother's Day, yay, yay. Now, I don't know if everybody feels like that. Some people, you know, maybe by their own perspective and experiences, they might feel differently about it, but that's just the one for me. Easter, you can keep Easter. I could care. When you can show me in the Bible that damn Easter bunny and them eggs and the outfit and candy, okay. Same with Santa Claus. Quit lying to your kids. You know damn well it ain't no Santa Claus. Just go on and be truthful and instead of buying gifts, shoot, share. Make them give some of their clothes or toys to a family that don't have anything. That is a gift to God because you're showing love. I thought that's what it was about. Well, anyway. Okay, I'm off my high horse. Getting back, so holidays.
My sweetie loves Christmas. My sweetie loves Christmas, and he has big family things and grandkids and a bunch, just about all his brothers and sisters. He's Sicilian, and that's like the huge thing for them. So, you know, that's very overwhelming. But he, you know, he kills himself cooking everything. Turkeys and he just and that's a lot of people. He probably has maybe 50-60 people over. Ooh. It's huge. So but that's the whole thing is really intimidating to me. I'm glad that I don't have to be a part of that.
<He's>
just a lot of
you are too though, but he's well Italian of course. He's from the motherland. This is the best stuff, you know. He shared some good recipes with us. Okay,
yeah.
What else I want to ask about holidays? So Brenda, you said you decorate for Halloween, and so you put a lot of stuff up. I know you like scary movies and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the big spider. I haven't decorated this year because I've been busy with school, but we got the big giant spider web, you know, with the spider with the green eyes and everything light for flashing and all kinds of pumpkin lights, and we got pumpkin heads and animated cats, and we got it's a lot of Halloween stuff.
I know it's
stuff.
Your favorite thing.
Yeah.
No, that's
but
right. I'll be out there to get my candy. So,
but my...
Yeah. Go ahead.
My brothers and sisters are what keep me into the creeper stuff because we were the kind of kids that we were all laid out on the dining room floor watching TV because we had moved everything to the middle room. And the whole thing is you had to stay awake to watch the monster movies on Friday night, and my oldest brother Carl would make pepper popcorn, and it burned because I was a little kid, but that's the kind of popcorn we ate, and to this day, popcorn don't taste right unless it's got pepper on it. And every time a monster movie or creeper movie comes out, usually I talk to one of my brothers or sisters, even now that we're in our 40s, 50s, whatever. Did you see that? I didn't think that was very scary or whatever. But other people go on about horror movies, but, man, it just brings me back to when we were kids and when I was safest with all my brothers and sisters there. It was great. So.
Well, Kowali, let me ask you now, how do you, since you don't celebrate the holidays, or you're not one for celebrating, what do you do in place of that to enjoy? You have family dinners or?
I enjoy every day. So it's a SOS. I enjoy every day.
Oh, okay.
Somebody to tell me it's a holiday that I'm supposed to now all of a sudden enjoy something. I enjoy every day.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go.
So on Thanksgiving, Quali, do you do something, at home, or do you go to a thing, or do you just avoid it?
No, I don't avoid it. If somebody invites me someplace, I'll go. I mean, my daughter cooks and does all that stuff. I don't. Well, I do. Well, I still have a son at home. But I'll do something for Thanksgiving for him. He likes Thanksgiving. I'll cook something. But other than that, every day is a great day for me. Let me just say this. I'm an only child.
Oh.
So I grew up knowing how to entertain myself, so I really don't need all that other stuff that other people need or like. And not only that, my mother was 14 years old when I was born, so basically I grew up kind of adult-like, more adult-like than child-like.
Oh, because so that's why your mom and you share clothes then.
Huh?
So that's probably why your mom and you would share clothes, right?
My mother and I never shared any clothes. I just said I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Oh. Because she was really young. You guys were both really young at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why my thinking is a little bit different.
Which is okay, too.
Because of my... my raising and my experience from birth. So I think a little bit differently.
Well, like my brother Mark, he goes on Christmas. My brother Mark, he goes on Christmas Day, he gets Chinese food, and then he goes to a movie. He doesn't do anything else for Christmas. That's what he does.
Well, when I was in New York for Thanksgiving, because I had a daughter at the time, a young daughter, I would ask her what every Thanksgiving would be a different have a different theme. I said, well, what do you want this year? She wanted Chinese, and I ordered up all this bunch of stuff in the Chinese restaurant. If she wanted Italian, whatever she wanted, that's what I would order.
Cool.
Have to bring it home, and that's what we'd eat. So that was how we did it then. We just, every Thanksgiving had a different theme. But, I mean, I wasn't in the kitchen.
But you know
back.
You know what? Now, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
To have a theme. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that.
And we used to, at Christmas sometimes would have a theme, too. I'm not saying I don't really do these things. They're just things that aren't necessary for me, personally.
Oh, yeah.
But,
right. Oh, no, I understand. Sure.
Me too.
Yeah, but I can partake in festivities and things like that, but you just won't, I won't be the one setting something up.
Oh.
I'm not against
it. I heard that.
I'm not against it. I'm just not, I don't go all out for it. But I'm not against the holidays.
Well, it's
okay.
I just don't do anything on the holidays specifically. I mean, if I want to do something, it doesn't have to be a holiday for me to do it.
Amen to that.
There you go, because you said you're happy every day, so God bless. Right on.
Yeah, amen.
Well, we need to move on to scary stories. So, Brenda, do you have a scary story? Or Koala, you got a scary story? If not, I
don't have any scary stories.
The only scary story that terrified me when I was a kid, and this was told to me by a camp counselor, and I thought it was true. She was really scared when she told it, so that's why I figured it was scared. But she said that they were, I think they lived in Detroit, and they were out on their stoop, and not on the house stoop, but down on the lower step stoops. And she said that their neighbors, somebody came to their neighbor's house across the street. They were in a lot of cloaks, like almost like a cape or something really, but it was a lot of folky stuff. And they went to the door and were knocking on the neighbor's door, and they stayed there for a long time knocking, and one of the girls said, "Hey, they're out of town." And they said they kept knocking, and one of them walked over to the cross street and said, "You know, those people are out of town. They're not there. You're not going to get them. They'll be back, like, next week." And the girl said that the person turned towards her and didn't have a face. And she said that she ran back across the street, and the person came down, went up the block till they disappeared. They were all terrified. She said they ran into their mom's house. But
what were they terrified of? I think she made a mistake, because she could have gotten those people robbed by telling people.
I know, but this was, this was back in 1966 when this happened. Probably 1960. No, it would have been 1969. I was really young, and it was at the Y, whatever, and the counselor who was telling it was from Detroit. But she was terrified. She said that person didn't have a face at all. So I don't know what it was. I figured it was probably some kind of a spirit. But what it always reminded me of is like the death, you know, that represents the sort of death with the scythe. But she just said that they had a lot of cloaky things on, almost like it was just really weird. But she was just terrified. She said there was just no face there.
Oh.
And I thought, that gave me the creeps. I was like, I don't open the door for everybody.
No.
So what's your creeper story?
Once when I was walking on the sidewalk, I saw a couple about the age of 18 walking across the road. So when I passed them, I said, "Hello." But they didn't reply. So 4 weeks later, I saw the same couple and greeted them with a "Hello" again. This time they replied saying, "Hi, sweetie." After about a month, I read an article about these two teenagers who were beaten to death at a barber shop right next to the sidewalk. Pictured in the article was a couple I met on the sidewalk at about 9:30 at night. One day later, I got a mail. When I opened it, all it said was, "Hi, sweetie."
Now, that's scary.
Is that for real?
Supposed to be. It's an unsolved mystery.
Wow.
That's
yeah. Those kind of things are, they were more creepy when I was a kid. I mean, now I understand different things, but it's just that other part of the world. It's crossing over more and more and more now, right?
Yeah, you know, because of the new age, people are seeing more orbs and spirits. But, you know, spirits don't bother me, so it's no biggie. They don't ever bother me. I didn't talk to spirits. It's a living to get on my nerves.
I just don't like surprises, you know, just like with the spiders. You know, don't make me reach into the sink and there you are. You know, let me know you're in there before I reach in the sink.
Yeah, but that's it. We always fear the unknown, but why? We don't need to fear the unknown if we're not put in a position to worry about it, you know?
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't mind walking into a haunted house, not for the fact to allow the spirit to scare me, but to find out why this person, that spirit, is still there in that building. Why haven't you left and went to, you know, another dimension or whatever, or heaven, but why are you still in the house? Something you didn't resolve. But that's scary to people.
See,
and then I
wonder
too. Huh?
That would be scary to me. I wouldn't go in a haunted house.
No, I've got two masks that are from Africa. One of them I got the mask off eBay, and they had pictures of it that, you know, was showing something emanating from the mask. And some Caucasian lady had bought the mask when she was, I guess, traveling in Africa. And she, you know, somebody on the side of the road, supposedly. But this mask is a tribal mask, and you can tell there's oil stains on the inside of the mask. It's got the old raffia braid on it. It's extremely old. And they did some research on it, and there's an expert in Sweden who said that the mask was probably more than 130 years old. But this old, this Caucasian lady who got the mask, apparently she every time she'd go to bed at night, there would be flushing of the toilet. She kept hearing noises in the house. And it was only when the mask was in her house, and she was getting more and more terrified. And so then she said that she put it out in her shed, and she said the toilet stuff stopped. But she finally got a hold of some, whatever, ghost hunter people, whatever, and they came and checked out the mask, and those are the ones that did the research on it. So anyway, we got the mask, and I never really felt anything creepy about the mask. Sometimes I would look at the mask and it looked like it was smiling, and there were some times I'd look at the mask and he looked like it was really angry. I don't know how to really explain that, but it sort of had its, but I just said to the mask when it came to my house, like, hey, if you're unhappy, let me know. You don't have to.
Black person?
Huh?
Had the mask belong to a black person?
I assume it belonged to the tribe. It was some, from what the expert said, it was someone from a, like, Igbo-type Nigerian tribe. It's really old. You can tell the wood's very old.
Maybe you didn't want to be in a white house.
Maybe, you know. But the other mask that I got, it was an old mask, too, and you could tell it was ceremonial. It was just different. My dog, he... when I first got it, he would back away from the mask constantly. He was, if the mask was in the living room, he wouldn't come in the living room. I don't know what that was. But dogs have another sense. Now, my other dog didn't bother him. But if I picked up that mask, that dog would scurry out of the room. So,
wow.
I don't know
what
that means.
That's true, because their energy, they can feel the energy that we don't feel. Off of that, because, you know, animals are very sensitive.
Yeah, and they give me the creeps when they start looking off at stuff. He's very sensitive with that, that youngest one. He's very sensitive to anything weird, any presence. He'll look upstairs sometimes as if there's something up there, and those are the days I pretty much leave whatever up there and I sleep downstairs. Oh. I honor the spirits.
Indeed.
I honor the spirits.
There you go.
You better give your number,
ladies,
and you're about ready to wrap up.
Yes, it's 2 minutes remaining of the show. So, Pauly, go ahead. You can go first.
It's been nice.
Anything
and
you
want to
say?
I said it's been nice and different.
Yes, it has. I like that. You know me. I'm into the diversity. Talk about things that people don't normally talk about. And family dynamics is something that is a real hard issue right now across the United States.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Brenda, go ahead.
Well, I like what Kuali said when she said every day is a holiday. I mean, I think we should all be in that type of celebratory mode. I really do. That's the best point I think that was made tonight.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you very much. And this is Lena on Talk to Me from the Liquid Sunshine State of Washington. I invite you all to be back with me the first Sunday in November. Next Sunday, of course, is Halloween, and yes, I'm going out trick-or-treating and partying. So anyway, the following Sunday, I'll be back on the air, and I'll let you know on my blog what I'll be discussing. Have a good week at work, and also have a safe Halloween, y'all. Be careful. Make sure you have something bright on or one of those neon lights so people see you if you're out partying. And don't drink too much, okay? All righty. I love you. And look forward to seeing you next Sunday. This is Lena's Talk to Me.